Do you realize the New Hampshire primary is 9 weeks away? It sounds like it could be a close one. According to a new WBUR poll that's out today, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and former Vice President Joe Biden are leading narrowly a crowded field of Democrats. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks is here to talk about it. Welcome back, Anthony.
Hi, Tiziana.
Okay, so it sounds like Buttigieg's leading the field, but just barely. What do you know? Can you break it down?
Yeah, I mean, this is really a four-person race. I mean, we've got these figures, Buttigieg at 18, Joe Biden at 17, Bernie Sanders at 15, Elizabeth Warren at 12. But you've got to consider the margin of error. You've got to consider 20%, nearly 20% of New Hampshire voters, primary voters, Democratic primary voters, say they haven't made up their mind. This race is a toss-up. It really is. And I'm impressed by Buttigieg's strength. I'm also impressed by Biden's strength. Yes, Elizabeth Warren has slipped, but she's very much still in the race. This could go any direction here on out. In New Hampshire, the New Hampshire primary, Tiziana, as you know, always is full of surprises. It often offers surprises. So what this poll says more than anything is this race is up in the air.
Feels like the March Madness of elections.
A little bit, yeah.
So one of the things that does strike me, I'm a big fan of which of these things is not like the others,
right?
So if you list Warren, Sanders, Biden, Buttigieg, Buttigieg is younger, less well-known, less political experience. What do you think? Why is he getting traction right now?
Well, I think that's a great question. And he's a moderate, so he's appealing to voters who might be concerned about the party drifting too much to the left. Maybe there is concern about Warren's Medicare for All plan, for example. Buttigieg talks about a more moderate Medicare for All who want it plan. When I talked to him earlier this week, you know, he said we can do a lot of big things, but what he's proposing, what he doesn't want to do is offer the kind of divisiveness that he thinks could sort of detonate more divisiveness in the Democratic Party. That seems to be appealing to people. He's also a very sort of calming figure. He's a smart figure. When you go to his rallies, people are very impressed with his level of preparation, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Leslie Ring of Bow, New Hampshire, who, by the way, says she loves Elizabeth Warren, everything about her. She said, I love everything about Elizabeth Warren, except one key issue. She's concerned that she's not electable, that she might be too divisive. So she's decided to back Buttigieg. Here's what she said.
I think he brings people together. I think he incorporates religion and policy and intellect. He is hopeful and he makes you feel hopeful, especially now. I think that's really important.
So that gives us a little look at Buttigieg, at Warren, but let's talk about Biden, who it seems like, Anthony, at least some people were sort of declaring his demise weeks ago after some shaky debate performances and gaffes.
Yeah, really. I mean, reports of his demise were premature, it seems. So I was struck by these figures. I mean, he's right behind Buttigieg in our poll. Not long ago, there was talk that he was pretty much giving up on New Hampshire. But according to our poll, he's right back in contention. And here's something super interesting, Tiziana. I was just looking at his polling averages, his national polling average. Now, I know, you know, these races are decided state by state, but the national figures tell you something. December 2018, he was polling at 31%, okay, nationally. December 2019, 31%.
Who does that sound like?
Yeah. Well, who are you thinking?
I'm thinking Donald Trump.
Well,
kind of this unwavering, constant support.
Yeah. Well, to me, it reminds me of the 2012 Republican primary, where you had that's when Mitt Romney was elected. And the first three contests were decided by three different people. Mitt Romney won New Hampshire, but lost South Carolina. Santorum won Iowa.
Well, there's a name I haven't heard in a while.
And right, and I'm trying to remember who won South Carolina, but it wasn't Mitt Romney. So three different people won the first week. But you sort of cycled through all of these extra players, but the sort of party establishment figure Mitt Romney sort of came back in the end and won. That's not a prediction about Biden. I'm just saying, I think he was counted out too soon.
And do you think it's his establishment appeal, actually, that might be bringing him back?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think he's sort of, look, I think one of the interesting sort of subtexts of our poll is you could sort of talk about this as revenge of the moderates, if you will. You know, there's been a lot of attention focused on Elizabeth Warren, of course, Bernie Sanders, who carried New Hampshire in the last New Hampshire primary. Elizabeth Warren has been ascendant until recently. Now comes this poll that sort of says, well, wait a minute, we're sort of putting the brakes on this rush toward the progressives, and there seems to be an embrace of the moderates. So here's Dave Elderkin of Concord, who says he's leaning toward Joe Biden because he believes he's got the best chance of beating President Trump. Here's what he said.
You need somebody that's in the center. I'm a very moderate, pragmatic kind of person and realize you can't be in either extreme. And he also has the experience.
So one of the things, okay, we just heard this quote, right? And earlier you talked about the fact that in this poll, when voters are first asked how they would vote, 20% say that they have still not
19,
made up their minds.
Yeah, almost 20%. Yep.
All right. And you've talked about kind of what this reminds you of from previous primaries. I wonder, so are we fractured, or at the end of the day, as you say, this guy wants Biden because he thinks he can beat Trump, will voters line up behind a candidate first and foremost to beat the current president of the United States?
I think they will. I mean, I think you hear that again and again from Democratic voters who oppose Trump and independents up in New Hampshire, that they will support the Democrat that they think has the best chance of beating Trump, and that they will support ultimately whoever the candidate is. And I think that's clear because I think, you know, polls tell us that health care is the most important. A lot of people are concerned about climate change, and for very good reason. But none of that stuff is going to be addressed, they feel, with Donald Trump in the White House. So they've got to get Trump out of the White House. So, yes, I do think folks are going to line up. And by the way, one of the reasons why I think we're seeing such a fractured race, I mean, one of the interpretations is that a lot of people really like this group of people. So they're like, yeah, I've got my number one, I've got my number two, I've got my number three, and if not her, then him, and if not him, then her. So I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing this race. But yes, do I think they will consolidate behind the candidate? Eventually. The question is just when. You know, is it going to be after New Hampshire? Is it going to be after South Carolina? Or is it going to be after Super Tuesday?
So I want to back up for a second, because this voter that you played who said, hey, I love Warren, but I'm worried she's too divisive, so I'm going for Buttigieg. She's on my mind because I'm struggling with it. Okay, so it seems like Buttigieg ascendant means Warren descendant. Almost like there's an inverse relationship between the two of them. But it's hard to imagine that what's really happening is people who love a progressive candidate are now swapping for a more moderate one, even though we talked about that a little bit. So how much transfer can there be, and how strong is this really progressive wing now of the Democratic Party who does not want to compromise by becoming more moderate?
Well, it's a great question, and I actually don't know the answer to that. It's a really good question. I mean, what I'm sort of intrigued by is, you know, the upswing for Buttigieg comes as Warren loses support. Does that mean they're necessarily related? Well, clearly they're both competing for highly educated in New Hampshire, white voters. But Warren's sort of pause, in a way, it can be explained in other ways. It sort of coincided. It doesn't mean it was caused by it. It coincided with when she rolled out her, her $20 trillion plan for Medicare for All. She started taking incoming from her competitors. Voters probably started to scrutinize her a little bit more. So here's Steve Cazella of the Mass Inc. polling group, who suggests that maybe her slippage had something to do with that.
It was sort of about the time that she rolled out the Medicare for All plan in some detail that her momentum seemed to fade a little bit.
I mean, it's true. Now, correlation doesn't mean causation. Other factors could be, as a front runner, she took fire from other candidates. Maybe because she was in front, voters took another look at her. But there it is. Her numbers are definitely down, and they have been now for the last, a month or so.
All right. So I feel like we have to talk about the looming role that this impeachment inquiry plays in people's considerations. It looks like the poll asked New Hampshire voters about their feelings on impeachment. You know, was it sort of Democrats, yay, Republicans, no? Or was there anything that stood out to you in those
Well,
numbers?
Pretty much. I mean, voters are divided very evenly along partisan lines. But it seems pretty clear that they've got their minds made up as well. So among likely voters in the Democratic presidential primary, 69% say Trump should be removed from office, while an overwhelming majority of likely voters in the Republican presidential primary, 83%, say that the president should not be removed for office. Now, it's also interesting to me that the overwhelming majority of likely voters in the Republican presidential primary, around 83%, don't think that the president should. No, wait, this isn't the thing that I wanted to, yes, here it is. Trump's favorability rating. Okay, so this is what I found really interesting. His favorability rating appears to have taken a hit in New Hampshire.
Oh, that is interesting.
So the WBUR poll found that 71% of likely Republican primary voters view the president favorably. That's still a pretty good number, but it's down from 85% in October in a poll from CNN and the University of New Hampshire. So it seems like, you know, what we are all enduring in Washington right now is having an effect on the way the president is viewed, even by Republicans.
All right. So we've got about 30 seconds left. And you said earlier, people like all these candidates. We know 20% are undecided. In your experience, you've been covering this for a long time. How are people going to decide? When's the moment we're going to say, yep, I am going to pick X?
Boy, if I knew that, I would probably, you know, have opened up a crystal ball parlor in down the street in Union Square. I don't know. I mean, I get the feeling that we're, you know, this isn't going to be like, oh, my God, candidate X won in Iowa and then took New Hampshire and is on his or her way to South Carolina. And that's where it's going to end. I have a feeling that this is going to go well into Super Tuesday before the party kind of coalesces around a candidate. But that's just a guess.
We will follow the wild ride with you. That is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks.
My pleasure, as always.